He's had an excellent start. He's worked very hard. He and I spoke today before practice. There's a lot of things he can even do better, you know, and so he's always working to try to improve. He came back early for early training camp, and it's really paid off for him, and he's having a good year. And we need him. We need him. This team needs him.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Houston Texans, Rick Smith, listening to Head Coach Bill O'Brien talk about DeAndre Hopkins. Of course, that's got to make you and all of us really extremely happy with the start he's getting. Just an impressive young man.
Well, he is, and he's coming into his own. It was something that we were expecting, we're all hoping for, and it's nice to see him have the type of production that he's having. We've got to put all of that together and have production across the board so we can find a victory.
Well, and, you know, and I've talked to him a couple times this week, and he, you know, he's got such a great attitude about it because he's, you know, I said, hey, three consecutive games with 100-plus yards, and, you know, you're coming into your own, blah, 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 and he's like, it just doesn't matter. Without the wins, those personal accolades just don't matter to me, and I know that's the kind of attitude that you want from your players.
Well, and I think he has the right perspective. He understands that, obviously, he's having some personal success, but this is a team game. It's the epitome of what team means in football, and so it takes 11 players every snap to put it together and to perform and to be successful. He understands that, and that's what we're all working for.
Well, and those players change a little bit and are tweaked each and every week by you with your roster moves. Probably the most notable one was Chandler Worthy being released and then signed back to the practice squad.
Well, yeah, and as you know, Patty, we've talked about this before. We kept five defensive linemen on the active 53 roster initially. When we did that, we had always intended to add a sixth defensive lineman. And so Brandon Dunn is a young man that we ended up signing. He played at Louisville in college and was with the Chicago Bears. Obviously, Paul Pasqualoni has some familiarity with him from last year, but he was a guy that we identified that has some versatility, can play inside, can play outside. We liked his young profile. And so it was an opportunity for us to sign him off the practice squad, and we figured he'd be a good sixth defensive lineman to add, especially with Jarrett Crick kind of nursing a little bit of an injury this week. So that's why we made that move.
Let's talk a little bit about, close to 10 days removed now from the game against the Colts, but let's talk a little bit about that, the quarterback situation we've been talking about all season long. I just kind of want to get your perspective. Once again, changes again, but I know we're all kind of hoping that at some point it settles in and that Brian Hoyer is the guy.
Well, we do hope it settles down, but, you know, as nice as it was a week ago to have only a few days in between games after coming out of the Atlanta game, we've had, you know, a lot of time to digest this particular game. And so disappointing, but again, really felt like Brian went into the ball game and played well, effectively moved and managed the offense, and hopefully that continues.
So let's flip it back over to the defensive side of the ball. This is something, a unit that has been so highly touted. We've talked about it really for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Expectations so high, but maybe, I don't know if it's statistically or whatever, maybe not living up to or meeting the expectations from where you're sitting and looking at the defense, just your hopes and projections moving forward.
Yeah, defense is about playing together, you know, playing and executing your responsibility. We've got to make sure that every guy, you know, does what he's responsible for doing and has faith that the guy beside him is going to do it, and then that we continue to play hard and rally. I do think our defense will continue to play better. Hopefully we start to meet some of those expectations and start to, you know, you've got to stop the run in this league. You've got to be able to make people one-dimensional. We have not been successful at doing that this year. That's something that we worked hard on this week, and I expect us to be a little bit more successful with that this weekend.
All right, let's talk about something totally off the field, and that is the celebration of champions, something that you and your lovely wife have been involved in, and we're going to take a look at it, but go ahead and just set it up for us and tell us exactly what it is.
Well, it's actually the first year that Tiffany and I have participated in this, and really what it is, it's a celebration of community leaders and people who have done things in our community, and we were fortunate enough to be named as a in that group, but it's really about the kids. The real champion are the kids that are battling blood diseases and cancer at Texas Children's, and it's a benefit to you know, to help raise some funds for you know, the folks over at Texas Children. They do such wonderful work for so many different people, and this particular group obviously focuses on those kids and just some wonderful children.
Yeah, it was a great event. Let's check it out.
The event is called the Celebration of Champions, but really the champions are the kids. I think you'll meet the young man that we are privileged to walk down the runway with. We're paired with patients from Texas Children's, and we'll be on the runway strutting our stuff, and it'll be a lot of fun.
I am very excited, very excited. I've never walked down with a general manager before for the Texans. First time seeing one ever. Oh, I look great. I think I look great.
Well, she always looks good.
So. I think everybody looks great. It's going to be fun.
He's a fantastic, bright young man who's very strong and really epitomizes what really champions are.
Really looked like a great event, and the young man, Kai Matthews, that you were with, I know he's very special to you.
Yeah, he is. Just a really incredible young man who went through 6 months of really some real tough rehab and back and forth in the hospital, is in total remission now, very healthy, and back to school and back to sports and doing well.
It's all about perspective, isn't it?
It is.
All right, let's look forward to Jacksonville, the task at hand as we head to Florida. Just your thoughts on the challenges that they pose.
Yeah, you know, this football team always plays us tough. You know, obviously a division foe, and we're very familiar with them. They're familiar with us. You know, the young quarterback's playing better this year, and they have put together a group. They haven't had the success that they're looking for. I think their coach challenged that group last week, so we've got our hands full this week.
All right, Rick Smith, thank you so much. We have to take another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll hear from Jacksonville, including Blake Bortles, on his thoughts on facing the Houston Texans. Stay with us.